This is the Momentum Educate and Innovate podcast.
Well, welcome everyone to the first episode of the Creative Communities First podcast. The Creative Communities First project is an Erasmus Plus project for digital education readiness, which is funded by the European Commission. My name is Grace Roach. I am working on the Creative Communities First project on behalf of Momentum, which is an education and training company very active in supporting the creative industries. And I'm joined today with a very close friend and a neighbour in Leitrim, W8, are also a partner in the Creative Communities First project. And JJ is here to talk to us today. JJ O'Hara, how are you?
Very good. Thank you. Thanks for having me here.
No, it's great. And it's great to have a chat. And as I said, you're also a partner in the Creative Communities First project. So it's nice to be staying close to home for this first episode of the podcast and to get to learn a little bit more about W8. So maybe to get us started, JJ, could you take us back to Manor Hamilton, the town where W8 is located, and maybe take us back to the wake of the last recession, what was happening in the town? Because I think what I've learned about W8 is that's where the seed was really sown for the centre.
Yeah, so look, at this centre would have been started building, I think it was around 2007, but it came into financial difficulty then in 2009, the people that had it, and it was just because the crash actually just happened. So it was lying idle maybe for 5 or 6 years then, and a lad, Shane Kerrigan, bought it over. But it was, you know, derelict building at the time when it was bought over about 3 years ago. So then we took the whole idea project. I came on board with Shane and we developed the whole centre here. So it was about regenerating the area, looking, you know, what could we bring in more employment into the area. Look at the tourism aspect, look at the creative parklands, look at, you know, technology, and just pulling it all together into a project. So we put a team of guys and a full team together to start the building work. Then we brought in other experts in from graphic designers to people working with planting, you know, just to make the whole environment an area that people would be happy to sit around and enjoy it. So we've done some lovely sculptures then with some lead people locally in the area, from an architect to a designer. And some 5 million sculpture was one of them. It was a water fountain. We have a lovely bird, a big mural on the wall done by Fizz, a very famous artists. Then we have a music notes done by a local sculptor and a local architect. But it was about actually just bringing people together and, you know, looking at it as, you know, creative heartlands and see how could we develop this vision between, you know, industry and community together.
It's lovely. And I've been to the centre and it really does kind of strike you. The creativity is really at the heart of the centre, and you can really get a feel for all of the artists that have been involved and the various people. And I suppose, how important was that for you and for Shane when you were designing the premises and I suppose coming up with the idea for W8, that creative element?
I think it is very important. Like, you know, our whole vision here was how do we get more jobs into the Northwest and how develop that vision. So we have 15 holiday houses here. We have a restaurant, a cafe, with 3 commercial buildings. Now we have FutureCast, it's a technology for the quarry and construction industry, an innovation, research and education centre. And then we have other about 10 small companies here now based here, from a medical device company down to website designers, you know, so a full range of companies and more coming in as well. Like, so it was just to create a hub, you know, and together with, you know, business and artists, and, you know, we do different music events now here as well. We have Glen Centre, Great Centre beside us here, a music centre, and we have in every June we run a music event of all young people. So they do a rock school for a week in the Glen Centre, and then they come here and do a show on, I think it's the 11th of June this year. Like, so it's about mixing that, you know, with, you know, from big industry to back down to creative industry, creative communities together.
And I've gotten the sense before when I visited JJ that, you know, that outreach into the community is really important for you guys. And I know you mentioned before working with the Fab Labs and working with the schools as well. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about some of those projects that you're working on.
Yeah, and like we have a project here, Innovative Communities, is a European project based here with the LEADER program. And, you know, it's about young kids coming in here and us talking about innovation, about different projects we're working on. And the same with the Fab Lab, you know, we're working, going out to schools, showing kids what about robotics and 3D printing and different types of creative illustrator and design with machines. So, yeah, it is definitely about, you know, but it is about connecting that with the community. And it's about the young kids coming in and, you know, with different schools here and talks and what their ideas is, you know, and if you can look at that and see how that can develop, you know. But also then is working with other people within the community. We have business ideas. We've done different start-your-own businesses. The whole idea here, we can give a desk, you know, free for a year to start your own business and come up with your idea and work on your idea, you know. And I think that's very important because what we'll see flourish out of that, like, will be other new companies and new businesses come to our club.
Brilliant. Yeah, that's great. And I suppose in that ecosystem that's being created and cultivated for the creative sector there in the northwest of Leitrim, have you been involved with the higher education institutions? Are they linking in with that as well? Because I think that's, you know, going back to what this project is about, Creative Communities First is all about creating those links between creative communities and higher education institutions and to try and get a transfer of knowledge from higher education into those creative communities. Is that happening in the Northwest?
Oh, it is, yeah. We're working very closely with ATU, it's a new university, with IT Sligo, Letterkenny and Galway GMIT. And, you know, one of the vice president of Sligo IT is our chairperson of our board on FutureCast. And I think we're working very closely with that and, you know, the creative communities. But even some of the projects we're working on, we brought in the first 3D concrete printer in Ireland, and, you know, we're working with students, architectural students and design students, delivering, you know, education on that, to where how can more creative house can be as well, or what more creative our landscape can be in our towns and villages, you know. So that's something that it's an exciting new project that's coming down the road as well. But it's about that, actually, just, you know, thinking outside the box, you know, and how do we bring new design into different elements of what we do as well. Like.
Mm. And I think what seems to be coming from your ideas there and the projects that you're involved is very much a kind of transdiscipline approach, and the idea of kind of working across sectors, and, you know, that seems to be a part of, you know, the process that you're involved in.
Oh, it is, yeah. Like, that's very much, you know, there's another project that we're involved in. There is a project with artists and virtual reality, and, you know, connecting that art together, you know, and how can you do new different designs through virtual reality and augmented reality, and what that can stem back to, you know. So it's about, you know, if we bring artists and they have different ideas, we're also then, you know, big industry with the quarry and construction industry, and how can we connect that together, you know, to bring more design into our landscape and our houses that we build, you know, and how does that figure, you know. But it'll be interesting to see how all that works together and, you know, connecting the people together to develop their visions together.
I think that's really interesting what you've brought up there, is that idea of bringing, you know, more creative people into the various sectors, as you did with W8, you know, bringing in the artists, the landscapers, the sculptors, and, you know, them having a real input into the design of the premises. And I'm sure, you know, anybody else that gets a chance to visit W8 will be able to see that as well, that, you know, that really becomes ingrained in, I suppose, the DNA of the building, you know, really, you know, they bring so much to it. So it's lovely to see what you've done there. And I think that'll be a key takeaway for people listening to this as well, is that, you know, people from the creative sector have so much to bring and so many ideas and fresh perspectives, and it's to try and really get them involved in various community projects.
Yeah, and I think that's very important, because I think, you know, the mural on our wall, there's like the lady that done that, like, it was absolutely brilliant. It was done in 3 days, like, and it really stands, makes the whole building stand out. But even to within our restaurant, like, we have a polished worktop concrete, and, like, you know, it's something that was about 86 euro concrete, but the design that we put into it and polishing it down, it's a unique piece, you know. And the same with the brick in the restaurant. They're actually over 100 years old, reclaimed brick. But it is to do that, like, it just give that feeling that, you know, there's something different here. It's just not, you know, it gives a more creative point to it, like, you know. So I think them small things is throughout the whole building, but it was about the different people's ideas about these things. And, you know, and even down to our planting, Leonie, like, it was brilliant. You know, she won Bloom 1 year, and, you know, to bring that caliber of person back to do the planting in the around the, it really, I think, it shows off, you know, kind of, it's a village within a village, like, you know. So, and it's about, you know, getting them other music events up and going here. And, you know, after COVID now, you know, I think we had a music event last year, and I think we're meant to only have 100 people out, but it ended up 300 people out. But it was just the life that you could see with people, of young people playing music, and to have that event here again now on the 11th of June. It's just for young people to have a chance to can go up on a stage, you know, spend a week before learning different music, musical instruments and that, and you know, that you can actually go out and that their families can hear them. And so that's the kind of connections that I think is very, very important to us here.
That's brilliant. And I suppose, just on that then, do you see any, I suppose at the moment, you know, we're kind of hopefully coming out of COVID, and do you see any challenges or opportunities, I suppose, for the creative industry sector in the Northwest region at the moment, or where are we going from here, and what part will WH play in that, do you think, or do you hope?
I think there's a huge where creative industry can, and I think it's actually probably a mix between mixing technology, mixing in with big industry, and to actually, you know, really bring our streetscapes to life, you know what I mean? And you know, I see, you know, I think it's about them artists, about them creative community, the different sculptures that can be created that go into our towns and villages, like, you know. And there's one thing we're looking at is with our 3D concrete printer, that we print, you know, benches, and, you know, that has a story to it, like, you know, that look at different designs that can go into our streetscapes. And I think that would be very important, like, you know. But it's about giving that artist, mixing their ideas with major industry. And I think they're very open to that, because I think there needs to be a bit more design than just a square house. You know, I think it needs to be, you know, really look out of the box. What can we achieve here on different designs in it?
Brilliant, brilliant. That's great, JJ. No, I think we got a lovely insight there into WH, and of course you're profiled on our website and in our case studies for the Creative Communities First project as well. And I know if anyone wants to connect with you, you'd be very active and busy on LinkedIn, so people will be able to find you there, and again, follow everything that you guys are up to. So that kind of concludes, I suppose, the first episode of our podcast, the Creative Communities First podcast. So thanks very much for sharing and joining with us and having the chat, JJ.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. Thank you.